Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and we're opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life the way it was meant to be and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. Thanks for joining us on the journey. Roger, it's Friday, and it is good to be recording with you today.
It's good to be together. We're remote, but we're together, and we appreciate the opportunity of reaching out and the technology we have. One of the things we want to kind of launch today and kind of talk about is the good news in Jesus Christ. It's great to be a Christian. One of the running themes we're seeing a lot, even spiritually, is dealing with fear and worry. Very practical topics in the times of this epidemic we're in. Social distancing is kind of getting people kind of stir crazy a little bit. And we can keep beating that subject down over and over. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. But I think it's time for us to switch gears and talk about some good news. So let's go down that road today. Let's talk about the idea of it's great to be a Christian. And let's begin with some introductory passages, and then we'll kind of bounce off each other. Book of Proverbs, there's two places I want to begin with. In Proverbs 15 and verse 30, Proverbs 15:30, it says, "Bright eyes gladden the heart. Good news puts fat on the bones." Now, that's what we're talking about, good news. In 25th chapter of Proverbs, again, kind of comes back to that theme. And he says in 25:25, he says, "Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land." And I can't think of a better distant land than good news from heaven. And that's what we're going to look at. It's interesting in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, when the angel was making an announcement about the coming Jesus, that he said in verse 10 to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all people." I bring good news. And so for the next few weeks, we want to just bring you good news. We want to talk about this idea of it's great to be a Christian. You know, there are a lot of Bible examples where we can just, either it says it or we can imagine it about the good news and how good news affected them. I think about Naaman in the Old Testament when he dipped in that river, Jordan. He fought that at first, was angry at first, but finally he relented. And he went down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's probably saying this is not working. But on that seventh time, he came up and the leprosy was gone. Boy, that was good news for him. How exciting that was. I think about the synagogue official in Mark chapter 5, whose little girl had died. And Jesus came there. Mom and dad and Peter and John are in that room. And Jesus takes her by the hand and says, "Little girl, I say to you, arise," and her eyes open. Can imagine the feeling of their parents when they saw those eyes open and she was back to life. The Philippian jailer, but the Ethiopian eunuch rather, in Acts chapter 8, when Philip told him about Jesus and he was baptized, he went on his way rejoicing. Good news. Those are some of the things that we want to kind of talk about. And today, what we want to really talk about is this idea of we belong to God. When we think about the good news spiritually, we belong to God. So let's begin with that, if we can.
Sure. Every one of those examples already that you've brought up, Roger, without God, they don't work, right? Without God working in Naaman's life, Naaman just gets wet and more frustrated. Without God working in the life of the Ethiopian eunuch, he's gone on a long journey and he's had an interesting conversation, but there isn't the salvation in that suffering servant that he was reading about from Isaiah. All of this depends on God. And I agree with you. You know, there was a period in recent weeks where so many of us were adapting and adjusting. And it is very appropriate, I think, in those moments to think about, okay, how do we deal with our anxieties? Where do we look for assurance? But there comes a time in our recovery from this whole thing that we need to be reminded of where the good news really is. It is not in the stock market, in the rebounding of the economy. We're seeing good signs on that front, but that's not what the good news is hanging on. The good news is not going to depend upon who's in the Oval Office. That certainly has an impact on our everyday lives as modern Americans, but we're looking to a source much bigger than all of those things. When I think about where all of this begins and its impact on our lives, I thought of Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. You hear it at the end of Deuteronomy with Moses, and now Joshua is the one who's taking the reins, leading the children of Israel into the promised land. And for the second time now, in just a few pages in our Bibles, they hear the call, be strong and courageous. But that's not the first words of that sentence. You know, that's where it lands on everyday life. God wanted those people to be strong and courageous. But the good news was, the Lord your God is. Your God is with you wherever you go. That is the bedrock of good news. God is the warrior in that instance who's going to go before them. God is the healer. God is the rock. He's the fortress. He's the savior. And so I think it's appropriate that we begin with God. We belong to God. There's the foundation of our good news.
And I sometimes fear that we miss this goodness. It's great to be a Christian. I think some people look at being like a hitch in the army. It's just something you do, or it's a duty. We're duty bound, and we think about, you know, okay, we must attend, we must do this, and we must do this, and they almost have a mood about this. This is just what we have to do. And they miss the joy. They miss the rejoicing, the greatness of being a Christian. You know, I think about that passage in early in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. And he began by saying, pray this way. And he used the expression, our Father. He could have said, my Father. He could have said, your God. But he is our Father, connecting us to Jesus and Jesus and us to God. And to look upon that, to have that wonderful relationship that yes, he is God. Yes, he's Jehovah. Yes, he's all knowing. He's all powerful. But Jesus wants us to see him as a loving Father who loves us, wants the best out of us. And what a great, great relationship that is. And when you experience that, when you understand that, that changes worship. I mean, a person doesn't say, oh, do we have to go to church? Those thoughts don't come in your mind. You just wish every day was a Sunday because it's so wonderful to worship God. You look out and you see so many blessings, physical, spiritual, emotional, and you say, you know what? God has been good to me. And it is great to be numbered, great to belong to God, great to be adopted in his family.
That connection is made that you're talking about, it changes everything. You see the pivot that we're talking about from fear, from despair, from hopelessness to courage, to optimism, to this hope for the future and faith in the present. In just a few pages in Matthew's gospel, I think of Jesus on the Sea of Galilee in Matthew chapter 14 with his disciples. He's walking on the sea and they are afraid. He says, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Okay, so we start with God. The Lord is, and because the Lord is, I can take courage from him. I don't have to be afraid. That's good news. Or in Matthew chapter 9, verse 22, that woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, he tells her, "Take courage. Your faith has made you well." Well, faith in whom? Faith in the Lord who is. He said it in Matthew 9, verse 2, to a paralytic, "Take courage. Your sins are forgiven." Without the Lord, we're left with fear and anxiety, uncertainty about the future. But when we hit that bedrock that the Lord is, now I can take courage from him. I found the rock on which I'm building now. Good news for life.
And what a great example as we think about the parent-child relationship. We had some serious storms in our state yesterday. And in the midst of a very intense thunderstorm, child may wake up. He may be frightened. He runs to his parents' bed. He jumps in bed with them. The thunderstorm still goes on. He doesn't understand all those things. But how quickly he goes to sleep, sleeping between his mom and dad, knowing that all is okay.
Is it taking courage in the identity of dad? That's yeah. Exactly what we're talking about.
And it's no different for us. We don't understand all the things that's going on in this world, and we don't know how it's going to end, and lots of things to be afraid about. But snuggle up, if we can use that word, with God, knowing that he is good and that we belong to him. What a great expression that is, that we belong to him. Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, just a couple times as he talks about this concept, he would say in verse 16, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people." And then in verse 18, the end of that chapter, "I will be a father to you and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." And that passage really rings to the heart of any parent. I mean, we love all the kids at church. We do. We just miss them dearly. Our kids have friends, and we learn to love them because our kids love them. But there's nothing like our own. And there's a special bond because they are our children. And that's the analogy I think we're seeing in these verses here, that God is our Father and that we belong to him. And there's that special relationship with that.
Just like all human beings are created in the image of God, God desires a relationship with all of us. But of course, those who have been brought near by the blood of Jesus, those are spoken of as sons and daughters in a very, very special sense. And I think it's important before we wrap this episode up to then take that a step forward and look beyond ourselves, right? The good news is meant to be shared. First, it impacts our lives. The bedrock is the Lord God is, and we can take courage from that. We can be strong and courageous in him. But that's not where it ends. It ends with having taken courage, now I give courage. In English, we would use the word encourage, right? And so I think of Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. He has rehearsed what's going to happen when the Lord comes again. And he says in verse 11, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. I think as we were thinking about pivoting now in this Friday series of podcasts, that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to do. We've talked a little bit about, you know, some of the anxieties and fears and things to do at home to get through this storm. But it's time to get focused on the good news and breathe encouragement to each other. Of course, we do that using the word of God, much greater than my ideas, your ideas. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1, the grass withers, the flower falls, but the word of the Lord is what remains forever.
You know, and another way of looking at this, another concept, is the very word Christian. And the word Christian is only used three times in the New Testament. It's only used of people. You know, today in our vernacular, we talk about a Christian university, a Christian bookstore, a Christian nation. You know, we put a lot of adjectives behind that. But the word Christian is only used of people. In Acts 11, they were first called Christians there in Antioch. And the word Christian simply means belong. I belong to Christ. I am the Lord's. And that thought is carried over to the book of Revelation, where there we see among the faithful of God that God has their name, his name, written on their foreheads. You know, when we were small, and then some of us still do this today with our books, we'll write our name in a book. That book's mine. Or you might, when you're small, put your name on the back of a toy. That toy is my toy. Okay. We remember the Disney Toy Story, and there was Woody. On the bottom of his boot was Andy. He belonged to Andy. Okay. Well, what God is saying there is these people, you and I, we belong to him. So with that carries two responsibilities. As Jason said, we need to be the encouragers. We need to take this good news and share it. Now, in a time of social distancing, you know, we can't go just talk to a neighbor. But you know what we can do across the network, across this world? We can share podcasts. We can share jump starts. We can share some of our sermon stuff. Just pass it on to other people and lift them up and encourage them in that way. But then the second thing it carries the responsibility of being like God. We belong to God. And so we need to remember who we are. And so when the world is falling apart, the wheels are coming off and people are into the mode of complaining, we belong to God. We need to act like that. There's a common saying that has been passed through the years, that as a teenager leave his house and go out, his parents would always say, remember who you are. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. We belong to God. What a great blessing that is.
That is good news. The best news of all. The Lord reigns. We can take courage from him. We can encourage others living like he would have us to live. We belong to God. That's a great thought to meditate on here on Friday. Roger, I know you and I both have been busy at work this week, making sure that for this coming Sunday morning, not only can we, as disciples of Jesus, focus on this good news and honor the Lord on the Lord's Day, but we're trying to make it as easy as possible for other people to be able to share. And so just as has been the case over the course of the last several weeks, Lord willing, on Saturday morning, there will be a link to our website with resources to use throughout the day on Sunday, the best day of the week. Such a simple thing that you can do, listener, whoever you are, wherever you are, to be an encourager, to be a messenger of good news, not just to participate in that, but to share that with others. This world needs good news. God has provided it. It's up to us to live it and to share it. Roger, any closing thoughts for the weekend?
Well, I just like that phrase. We belong to God. That's great news. It really is. And so in a couple of days, we'll get to honor our Father as we worship.
Amen. Thanks for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope that it's helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for your journey. Always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound. And the good news is, the best is yet to come.